The FBI hopes you can help them solve a suspicious death from a dozen years ago. The images top our look cross country. Two notes were found in the pocket of 41-year-old Ricky McCormick. His body was discovered in a Missouri cornfield in 1999. And the notes are the few clues investigators have to go on. But the encrypted text has them mystified. Click on the FBI website if you have any insight into the case, and we'll be talking more about this with the host of the History Channel's Decoded in the next hour. Los Altos, California now lays claim to the highest known price for a single-family home in the United States. The Wall Street Journal reports a Russian billionaire actually paid $100 million for this French-styled chateau. In Atlantic City, New Jersey, former cocktail servers at the resort's casino say they're contemplating a discrimination lawsuit after they were allegedly fired for how they appeared in the casino's new uniforms. Casino management says all servers let go were given a hiring preference for other positions. And really what this story means is the casinos were trying to force them to dress in that sexy way, and many of them were too old to dress in that sexy way, and they were gotten rid of. Police in Sacramento, California are on the lookout for this 18-wheeler, which is hiding in plain sight. The Big Rig is a mobile marijuana growing facility. The owner says it's designed to be used only by professionals growing medicinal marijuana. Critics question the truck's legality. Some of us recall the images of our high school principal walking the halls, eyeballing students with a wooden paddle in his hand. I know I remember those days. Looking at recent stats, nearly 250,000 kids got corporal punishment in the 2005 school year. That may surprise you, but that's actually down from years earlier. 20 states still permit paddling. Most of those are in the South. Top states of 2005, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Alabama. Steve Perry is our education pro. Welcome, Steve.
Welcome to the principal's office, Carol.
Exactly. You know, when I ran for, like, a student body president, and I ran to ban paddling from my high school. I mean, that's how long this thing has been around. And
it's absurd. It's absurd. One of the biggest problems in public education is nostalgia. We often think that things were so much better back in the day. And so something even as silly as hitting a child with a piece of wood is still considered something that we may want to do in school. We had a parent hit a child with a piece of wood last week. We called the police on her. You can't hit children with objects. I understand the need to be creative with discipline. But in order to be creative with discipline, you need to have a relationship with the child. You can't just go around saying that they're wrong and that they're bad. And that's what happens.
The only creative thing out there seems to be, let's take a time out. Go sit in the corner and take a time out. Does that kind of thing work?
No, we don't need to do it that way. We do discipline differently here at Capitol Prep. One of the things that we do is children, were they in this office, they wouldn't sit, they stand, because this is not a place for them to be comfortable. They're not guests. It begins with something as simple as that. There are other ways in which you can be creative with discipline. You can have the child clean windows at a school. You can have a child, if you wanted to, they could do stairs or something like that. Something physical and uncomfortable, but it doesn't necessarily hurt them. Of course, the parents and everyone else has to buy into it. But ultimately, what's most important is not how you discipline them, it's how you build a relationship with them. Once you've built a relationship with them, you can establish expectations and they will respond to those expectations. The reason why successful schools are successful is because they built relationships with the children. People think that there's a shortcut. There is no shortcut. Paddling a child simply will not improve the student's academic performance. There's nothing anywhere in the academic annals that will say, if you hit a kid with a piece of wood, they'll do better in math.
I don't think you're going to convince some people. Steve Perry, many thanks. We appreciate it.
Take it easy, Carol.